You got to do multi-step, multimedia, and you win. You will outperform a professional marketer that only does one piece, and you can do it badly. Let me say that again. You do it badly, but you heed my advice now, and you go text, email, and something in the post, and a phone call, you're going to win. Number one, you have to understand this. Message market media. Message market media. Message market media. So here's what I need you guys to understand is there's a message which is in your emails, etc. You got the market, you do not have one market in your database. The biggest thing you can get from this next section is you do not have one database. You have about 7 databases within one database. I'm going to teach you that now. Actually, let's do it right now. Number one, you've got active customers. Please write this down. You've got active customers right now. You don't only have one type of active customer, by the way. Active customer, what your definition is, it can be different, but let's say they've been in for an adjustment in the last 3 months. You've also got another type of active customer. Please write this down. You have high spend. Everyone forgets about them. You got your high spend active customer. Have you guys ever heard of the 80-20 rule, that 80% of your revenue comes from just 20% of the customers? If there was ever time in the history of your business to go deep on your most loyal customers, it is now. It is now. A lot of you on this call have people who have spent $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 with you. You should freaking be sending them small planes in the post right now. One of the customers we have in our database spent £30,000 with us across all his family members. It's £30,000. The fact that I'm not sending him a small house to say thank you is a travesty. But at least sending something in the post, not an email, not a phone call, sending something in the post. If you use post now, you will win. Why? Because everyone else says it's too expensive. But just think how crazy it is. Someone is already, we're prepared to spend $50, $10, $20, $30 on someone who's never used our service to hopefully get them to use our service, but we will not spend $10, $20, $30 to send them gift in the post for someone that's already spent $10,000. It's insane. It's insane. By the way, I'm in the same boat at times. You guys with me, yes? Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. They've already spent $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And some people are like, oh, don't see, if you're not sending print newsletters, we help Inner Circle send print newsletters. But if you're not sending print newsletters to at least your top spends, let me say that again. So active customers, active top spends. Then you've got inactive customers. Now you've got there's basically 3 inactive customers. You've got your inactive high spends. So you define that. But you've got to go run the data. So go run this data. How many of my customers are inactive? Meaning in your definition, maybe different to mine. How many of them have not been in for 3 months, going back however many years? How many of them have not been in for 3 months? Then go back and go, how many of them have spent more than? You decide. We may run a stat and go, how many inactives do we have that have spent more than $1,000? Now, we're going to get rid of or more than $500. Now we're going to get rid of, there's quite a few people don't take up care and the report of findings, etc., those type of things. The reason this is so important is because I know that you have complexity in your practice. But if I get you to focus on those top 20%, it's a game changer for you, game changer. So if you can only have capacity for 100 phone calls, make sure they're the freaking most valuable customers you can find, both active and inactive. If you've only got $2,000 to spend on print, make sure they go to the most valuable customers, inactive and active. You guys with me so far? Is everyone with me so far? Give me a hand up. Give me a hand up. Give me a hand up here. Hello. Good job, Pablo. Yes. Yeah. Awesome, 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 Michael. So that, first of all, so let me go through this list again. You got your entire database. So now what changes is the message to your high spend active is a completely different message to your low spend inactive. But most people just send the same email to the entire database. They're a different message. Are you with me? It's a different message. So message to the a different message to a particular market. And the last one, what media are you going to use? So when you do this campaign, this is what you're going to do. You sit down with your team and you can go message market media. Dan Kennedy's 101. What message, how many messages, how many markets do we have? We've got the inactive, we've got the high spends. Let's get all the data, let's look at it. What message, how many messages capacity-wise? Okay, I can write an email specific to high spends. I can write an email specific to low spends. I can write an email specific to high spends active, whatever it is. Then you got the media. Now, media changes. This is gold, by the way. Media changes because the media is not the same for your whole database. So emails and texts, pretty much the same. If someone has not spent any money with you, come for initial consultation, report of findings, and let's say, quote unquote, I don't think there's no such thing as a time waster, because the most precious commodity in the world is time. So they got in a car and came to you. Do you know, if you're in the sales world, that is, if you complain to someone that has to go to their customers, they're gonna tell you to stop whining. They'll be like, you complaining about time wasters, but you sit in your office, they come to you. You know how blessed you are? So the most precious commodity in the world is a time waster. The worst thing you can do is think someone's a time waster before they come in, because it's never the customer, it's always us. And the source matters, so your marketing source matters. So let me just say that again. Your media might be different if someone's not spent 1 cent with you compared to if someone spent $10,000 with you. If you have a list of people that spend $5,000 with you and more, should you be sending them a small, like an amazing party pack in the gift? Yes, you should be sending them. I don't even know how many people on this call will probably be able to vouch for this. How many people in this call have probably got a piece of post from me or got like big hampers? I mean, I spend thousands a month on Fortnum & Mason hampers and things like that. Thousands a month, right? On top of my most loyal customers. Why? Because, you know, during coronavirus, like more than ever, do you know how grateful I am? Matt, yeah, we sent you guys something, right? So, I practice what I preach, right? So, that's the different media. Is everyone with me so far? It's not all the same media for the different markets within your database. So, you've got to be able to understand lists. So, message market media. You're also going to be able to understand list segmentation. You've also got to understand something called behavioral segmentation. Write that down. We want hampers. Well, we'll see. Behavioral segmentation. What the heck is behavioral segmentation? Big one you're missing. So this is how you shift your marketing to permission-based marketing. Behavioral segmentation is, if somebody opens your email and your top spenders, and wouldn't you want to know? Let me say that again. If someone opens an email in your list of your top spenders to come in who hasn't come in for a while, shouldn't you know? Why? Because guess who you're going to phone first? Are you guys with me? You know, how do you know that? If you're an Infusionsoft client, we're Infusionsoft certified, there are ways to know that. There are certain systems, not always, but there's ways to know. There's even a way for if they open an email, you can start targeting on Facebook with testimonials. If they open the email, there's a way. If you go to landing page of the pixel. Pretty cool, right? Are you guys learning something? You're learning something. Give me a thing. So that's how you do behavioral segmentation. Another thing, you've only got so much capacity, right? So if they click on a link, here's another one. If they open an email or click on a landing page, text messaging can sometimes be very invasive. You know, it's the only thing, it's of all the stuff where if you text your database too much, it can sometimes get a little irritated because it's like really personal space. You should definitely do it though. But what we do is if someone clicks on an email and then opens or clicks on an offer, sometimes only they will get another text. Pretty cool, right? So that's called behavioral segmentation. And maybe only they will get, if they respond or open the text, maybe they will do it. Pretty cool, right? So specific offers and follow-up for specific segments. And then the last one is, if you all want to be, if you want to be expert in marketing pretty soon, please just take this one piece of advice from me. If you just do this, you win. If you send one, I'll never forget. I've got an Inner Circle. They're actually partners. They run an amazing practice. Honestly, what they do is phenomenal. And they've come a long way since they've been coaching me for years now. And I'll never forget. They phoned me and they said, Ryan, that reactivation campaign never worked. And I said, great. I always do this, by the way. Before, if you ever tell me that, I'm going to ask you for your, like, what happened. Like, tell me about it. And like, I'm like, great. Did you follow the templates we sent you? Yep, we did. I'm like, are you sure? How many emails did you send? We said, we sent one. I said, well, I sent 27. Oh. I'm like, how many texts did you send? Oh, none. We just thought like two emails and not enough. It's not enough, right? So we reactivated 1,300 and they reactivated 3. So it matters, the steps, like baking a cake, right? It matters, these things. And what they didn't understand is just how important multimedia is. So you cannot just send a text anymore. You cannot just send an email anymore. You cannot just send a post, but you got to do multi-step, multimedia, and you win. You will outperform a professional marketer that only does one piece, and you can do it badly. Let me say that again. You do it badly, but you heed my advice now, and you go text, email, and something in the post, and a phone call, you're going to win. And some of you are going, oh, but Ryan, it's a lot of work. Yep. Do you want to be successful or not? So that's what it comes down to. One of my Inner Circle members, one of my members have just said a quote. Here's the worst saying ever created was this. Don't do something if you can't do it properly. The worst saying ever created. If you can't do something properly, don't do it at all. The single biggest business killer saying you've ever heard in your life. That is a terrible thing to be bringing to lexicon. Here is the correct saying. If it's important to do, it's important that it's done, whether you do it or not, first of all. If it's important that emails get sent, you're like, only I can write it. Well, then you better write it. If you're not going to write it, someone else writes it. And even if they write it badly, it's better than you not writing it. You guys with me? First step. Next, if it's important that it's done, it should be done even if it's done badly. Let me say that again. If it's important that it's done, it's important that it's done even if it's done badly. A bad email is better than no email. A bad text is better than no text. A bad phone call is better than no phone call. A bad copywritten thing is better than no post and then a phone call.